Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We just had a guest on covering the Canadian genocide through the government and church schools of the natives. On average, depending on what reservation, 40 to 60% of the children being murdered. And after 12 years of fighting, it's now become mainstream news in Canada thanks to this reverend. God bless him. And the next guest is dealing with that story we covered last week, dealing with the Los Angeles Times, with if you raise your voice to a flight attendant, you get charged as a terrorist. Now, you can argue, go ahead and charge people with a big crime for arguing with a godlike stewardess, flight attendant, get arrested for political incorrectness right there. But what you can't argue with is the fact that they're charging them under a terror charge, so they don't get due process. So we'll be talking to a guest about that for about 25 minutes when we get back in the next segment. And then for the balance of the show, I'm going to cover the Wall Street Journal coming out and proposing a North American Union and an Amero currency is the way to save us from the economic collapse. And what did the SPP group say from that Banff, Canada, September 23rd, 24th, 2007 meeting? What did they say? They said that they were going to use a financial crisis, and that out of a financial crisis, they would get their North American Union. And what are they doing now? It's disgusting. And the big news of the day that I spent the first hour on, I am going to detail and then take your phone calls, because I haven't even gone over the tip of the iceberg on this, as they say. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. The issue isn't that they're just now... they've already built the camps. That's admitted as well. It's that the legislation unveils the camp structure and how you're going to be living, if you're living at all. And how they're going to take over your local communities and federalize everything. This is one of the most important stories we've ever put out. And it's up on Prison Planet. .com right now. So I'm asking listeners to go there and get the story. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. There's another story they've got up there. School children complain of Obama worship during lessons, the federal curricula. Now they're giving them the messianic leader. God help us. Unbelievable that this is going on. But if you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com, in fact, they're posting so much news, it's already rolled off the main page of prisonplanet.com. I guess you go to infowars.com. Let's see if it's still on the main page. We need to have this up there at the top. And like I told Paul Watson earlier, his article's great, but we need to do another kind of Rosetta Stone one that goes through all of the facets. And how the big issue here is this gives us the architecture of the maintenance and control and operation of these facilities. And then you got the Supreme Court ruling again. 2 weeks ago they ruled against the Fourth Amendment. They just ruled again, just saying you're all guilty until proven innocent. It is absolutely unbelievable. Yes, it is up on Infowars.com on the main page. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps. It's in the featured news stories, third story down. And criminals are going to give us no quarter. They're not going to back off until we stand up to them. Nothing's going to get better until we say no. All right. We're going to come back with our guest, get into how the fact that under the Patriot Act we're all terrorists. That's how they'll put you in the camp. They tried to pass state versions of it where they say downloading music, you get life in prison.
Oh. Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 28th day of January 2009. We've been live here for the last 2 hours and 8 minutes. We've now gone live, simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. I saw this story in the Los Angeles Times last week about in-flight confrontations lead to charges defined as terrorism. And in here it says that raising your voice, not even cussing, has resulted in charges. And I've got a quote here. We've gone completely berserk on this issue, said Charles Schlepping, a New York security consultant. These are not threats to national security or threats to aircraft, but we use that as an excuse. Why would the predatory system, the airlines, and the feds want to do this? So we're going to talk about that with him in just a moment. This just came in. We just linked this during the break at InfoWars.com. It's ABC News. We're going to cover this as soon as we finish up with the fact that talking back ends up with terror charges. Exclusive CIA station chief in Algeria accused of rapes. Funny, last hour we talked about the UN and all the rape rooms and how it's like some type of guild. Ugly American spy boss allegedly drugged Muslim women, made secret sex videos that have now come out. Or did this guy do something the CIA didn't like and are they setting him up? I see these things every day, but this is just the latest and we'll be getting into that. And this other article here, new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States, H.R. 645. So we'll get into that happy stuff for you as well. Everything's wonderful here. Appreciate Charles Slepian coming on with us. He's a prestigious security risk manager and a consultant from the largest firms out there in the world. And we appreciate him coming on. Sir, you've got a long bio. How would you best describe yourself?
Well, I'm a security practitioner and a practicing attorney, and I focus on questions of the foreseeable risk of crime. Would be the short way to get to the point.
Give us your breakdown, you know, more than just the one line the LA Times put in here, on what's happening to people who cuss or even talk back or yell at flight attendants.
I think what's happening is that flight crews are escalating situations to the point where they have to justify it by asking for an arrest, and they rely back on interference with flight crew members or flight attendants, which is in the U.S. code, incorporated into the all of the terrorism statutes in general. And what it says really is interferes with the performance of that flight crew member or duties and lessens the ability of the crew member to perform his or her duties is punishable under this section. If the flight attendant gets to the point of frustration and says, look, I'm not able to carry out my duties, whether they be to advise people to put on their seatbelt or serve the next drink, that frustration rises to the level where a claim is made that there is a violation of the U.S. Code. And when the plane lands, the individual so charged is generally arrested, generally not by federal agents, but by local agents. It's passed over to local agents, and in more cases than not, it's adjudicated down to a warning. We have some instances, however, where both sides dig their heels in, and then you get the kind of prosecutions that appeared in the L.A. Times, for instance.
What type of sentences are people getting for talking back?
Well, sometimes they get time in jail. I mean, the woman involved in the situation where she was reprimanding her children, or maybe more than reprimanding her children, she ended up with a 3-month sentence. Other individuals have less time. Some people have no time and are subjected to fines. Some people are barred from flying for a period of time. It varies on the jurisdiction in which that sentence is being imposed.
How long are the sentences? I mean, how long could the sentences be?
Up to 20 years.
20 years,
yes, for interference with a flight crew. The maximum sentence is 20 years in prison. And so what we have here is a situation which has not been clearly defined. And depending on who it comes before, the outcome can be draconian, which is the case when somebody is sentenced to jail time because they try to discipline their children, where most of the other passengers on the airplane would probably applaud the person who's trying to discipline the children if the children are acting in an outrageous fashion. So it's an exchange of words. It's alleged here that she dropped a can of tomato juice on the ground deliberately, and that escalated to the point where when the plane landed, she was arrested. What we ought to be looking at is the Aviation and Transportation Security Act, which initially established not only the series of offenses that were created by the TSA, but also required that certain things be done to prevent them from occurring in the first place. And one of those things is that all flight crews were to receive security training, one kind or another, including de-escalation training, including the kinds of training which stops these things from getting out of hand. You know, there's nothing new about disruptive passengers on airplanes. They existed long before 9/11. Without the same kind of draconian punishment that we have today. It's just taken out of context. You know, sometimes that bad behavior is a result of serving them too much alcohol, and that ought to be cut back on. Sometimes it's a result of allowing conduct on board the plane to reach a level where it starts to become offensive to everybody else. And there is another example in the article that you referred to of just that happening.
Well, let's get into that other example in a moment, Mr. Slepian, but I wanted to, you mentioned the flight attendants escalating, and I'm a real friendly, nice person, and I fly, you know, quite a bit, probably more than most, and I have learned to hardly even talk to them. I mean, you'll see the flight attendants that have got a good attitude, they're happy, or they're just mechanical, that's fine, but I've seen people ask for a pillow, they yell at them. I've seen, you know, when the plane has been off the ground for 30 minutes, somebody gets up to go to the bathroom, they scream at them. It's like they're on a power trip with this newfound power, and it's like you're a prisoner or something. And I think in a lot of cases I've read about, that's actually escalating it. They even put a fictitious example of that in the film Anger Management, where the guy does nothing and they, you know, the air marshal tasers him. So it seems like they're also part of the problem.
Well, they are indeed part of the problem. And another part of the problem is the pressures of flying today are greater than they ever have been in the past. You have very crowded aircraft, despite the economic times that we're in. We are having bigger and faster airplanes, so trips are shorter. But people are still spending 2 and 3 hours on the ground before they take off. We have regulations which allow passengers to sit on the tarmac for up to 4 hours before they can get a drink of water. Can't get out of their seats. So all of these things come together, and the pressures are then brought to bear on the flight attendants, who after a while retaliate. You know, you and I will get on a plane, we'll complete our trip. We may have a bad experience, but more often than not, we will forget about it. The flight attendant may have a series of bad trips in the same day, involving delays on the ground and unhappy passengers and air conditioning that goes out and misassigned seats and overbooked aircraft. So there's tension everywhere. And unless we begin to train in de-escalation and take these things into consideration before we invoke things like the Patriot Act as a remedy for this, we're going to have total chaos on airplanes.
But, I mean, how are they doing this? They claim the Patriot Act was for terrorists and separately from airplanes or transportation. I'm sure you're a lawyer. You've seen the articles where, you know, this state or that state, the headline's always the same. You know, Patriot Act used in thousands of non-terror-related drug cases or family violence. I mean, they're using it all over the place now.
Because the act does not require that you prove an intent to commit what we would understand as an act of terrorism. It's been allowed to be interpreted by a variety of prosecutors on various levels, from local levels to federal levels. It's been allowed to be taken out of context. The intent was to stop, particularly with regard to air travel, to stop hijacking. Well, we pretty much stopped hijacking when we reinforced cockpit doors and imposed certain regulations with regard to keeping them closed. So we're dealing with a different problem than the one that was in play at the time that the law was passed.
Well, why not just arm pilots?
Well, we've done that, too. We have armed pilots.
We've got to jump through a million hoops, though.
Well, that's true. But the flip side of that is that the fear that the pilot will become so frustrated, in the same manner that the flight attendant is frustrated, then use a gun in a situation with it, which is unauthorized, and then they worry about the civil liability.
Yeah, but we're trusting them with a giant airplane. I mean, and thousands of switches. These are the most, you know, on average controlled, most of them foreign military pilots. If we're not going to trust a airline pilot with a gun, they shouldn't be trusted with a plane.
Well, I agree with you. But the fact of the matter is that from the legal side of this issue, the pilot is prepared to deal with all manner of threat when it comes to maneuvering the airplane, but does not have the experience to handle a gun on board an airplane.
Ridiculous.
It's just as simple as that. And because of the fear of civil liability, the airlines are strongly opposed to their pilots carrying guns. Now, if they keep the cockpit door closed so that nobody can hijack the plane, there is the fear if the pilot has the gun, he will use that gun to interfere in a situation in the back of the plane, which was established merely to have the door opened so that we face the same kind of problem again when it comes to air piracy.
Okay, we're going to go to break, sir, and come back with one more little quick segment. You were trying to tell the story of another case in the article of what's happening with the Patriot Act. Earlier, I interrupted you when you were getting into another point you wanted to make about the L.A. Times article, sir?
Well, absolutely. And that was a situation where you had a couple on a plane, and they were accused of becoming too amorous. The gentleman put his head in the lap of the lady he was flying with. He alleges he just was not feeling well and put his head down. Flight attendant came by and objected to what it looked like to her. They then entered into an argument with the flight attendant, which resulted in an arrest of both parties.
Stay there. Let's hear about the rest of it when we come back.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
All right, we've got 5 minutes left with Mr. Slepian. So we're going to go right back to him, security consultant. And Mr. Slepian, we've got up on screen the name of your firm. You think it's going to give out your website?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Tell us your website address, sir. Tell the
www.frac.com. That's frac.com for Foreseeable Risk Analysis Center.
Yeah, we've got that up on screen right now, a shot of your website. Okay, finish the story. So he's got his head in the woman's lap. What happens next?
And the woman is smiling, and the flight attendant made an assumption as to what was going on between the two passengers, instructed the gentleman to sit up And then they engaged in an argument as to what was going on, and the flight attendant became more incensed and more offended. And when the plane landed, they were arrested for lewd and lascivious conduct on board an airplane. Now, how does that get into the Patriot Act? Well, under the law, it says anything that interferes with the performance of the crew member's duties can be charged as interference with flight crew members or flight attendants under 49 U.S. Code. So it's taken out of context. And the argument is made, and somebody wanted to go along and prosecute that case. In fact, one of them who had the charges dropped, the other one who had never been arrested before, received a 30-day suspended sentence, but now has a sentence. The whole thing just taken out of context.
You know, I've seen so many cases of the Patriot Act being used by states in non-terror-related cases. And I believe from memory, but correct me if I'm wrong, I know you've scanned a lot of the cases as a lawyer that works on this. Are police now not trying to, not just on aircraft, but claim you interfere with police duties? And are they trying to use terrorism charges there as well?
Absolutely. It is covered by the Patriot Act. Interference with a police officer. Interference with a bus driver, because it covers all transportation, for instance. So when you are interfering nowadays with an individual who is performing a public function, you run the risk of being brought up on charges related to the Patriot Act. Again, that's not why the law was passed. That was not the intent of the law. But the way it is written, it allows anybody who wants to piggyback on to do so, and they're doing so. The way to stop it is for prosecutors to stop prosecuting cases of this kind, for the public to become so incensed that nobody dare go near them in situations like this unless they can articulate a real terrorist threat.
Well, sir, I would say, you know, let's go repeal these sections of the Patriot Act, but I'm scared to do that because they'd probably add more on. And I know that the Clinton administration wrote up most of the Patriot Act and couldn't get it passed. So this is, you're saying they're misusing it, but I believe clearly, a lot of other legal scholars believe that we've had on, that they intended this all along to basically abolish the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, I have the Boston Globe today saying U.S. Supreme Court says passenger can be frisked with no probable cause. I mean, they're saying no probable cause now. They're saying now that with the exclusionary rule that in the case 2 weeks ago the Supreme Court ruled that they can basically go in with wrong search warrants or make things up and it's still admissible. I mean, when is this going to end?
Well, it's going to end when the public has had enough of it. But until there is a wide-based outcry, we're going to continue with it. Now, remember, an airport is a border. And so your normal constitutional protections are waived at the border. And they can indeed search you without probable cause. They can randomly search you in an airport. And it's happening all of the time. And you agree to that by virtue of the fact that you buy a ticket to fly, which, once again, is not a right. It's privilege, and you agree to the conditions.
But this court case wasn't at a border. I mean, this is just the police pull you over and say there's no Fourth Amendment anymore.
Well, as far as I know, that's not upheld once it gets into a courtroom. I mean, we still have a Fourth Amendment.
No. Here's the Boston Globe today. U.S. Supreme Court says passenger can be frisked. The Supreme Court will mind that police officers have leeway to frisk a passenger in a car stopped in a traffic violation if nothing indicates a passenger that committed the crime or is about to do so. The court on Monday unanimously overruled an Arizona appeals court that threw out evidence found during such an encounter. The case involved 2002 pat-down search of an Elroy, Arizona man by Oro Valley police officer who found a gun and marijuana. The justice accepted Arizona's argument that traffic stops are inherently dangerous for police. Right there.
Okay, but the stop itself was lawful. In other words, what they did here was they frisked the passenger in the vehicle, but they did have the right to stop the vehicle. So I misunderstood what you were setting forth. If they do have the right to stop the vehicle, they don't necessarily have the right or did not have the right to frisk the passenger inside the car, although anybody inside of a vehicle, for instance, is responsible for everything in that vehicle.
But, sir, was it a privilege to ride a horse down the road? I mean, when they brought in cars, you know, they started taxes on trucks, saying they were messing up the roads, made them get licenses, then the people did. Well, I have the court rulings, and I'm sure you've seen them, that prior to those rulings in the 20s, it was not a privilege to travel.
Because we're giving up our rights in return for what we consider to be some kind of benefit. Some kind of a convenience, and it's a mistake. I'm not opposed to what you're saying.
I hear you. Sir, it was great having you on. Thank you for standing up for the Bill of Rights.
Sure.
Take care.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care. We'll be right back with more news on the FEMA camps and the CIA rape rooms.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Are now claiming owning guns is a privilege. It's not a privilege. Traveling isn't a privilege. I've read the court cases. You heard that lawyer have to admit at the end there. None of this is freedom. None of this is liberty. None of this is for your security. It's all done to secure the criminals. That's what the New World Order is. It's a playland for the evil. It's a system where the wicked control everything. And for humanity,
I feel this more.
For our brotherly and sisterly love, we have to commit ourselves to fight it. All right, we have an hour and 26 minutes left in worldwide transmission today. And I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour, so we'll go ahead and do that now. Specifically on any of the news items I've covered today. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Do you see this article? New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now by Paul Watson. And you're like, Alex, you've shown us video of FEMA camps. You've been to FEMA camps. You've covered FEMA camps. The mainstream papers admit they've built FEMA camps. Why is this article so important? Why is this new piece of legislation so important, H.R. 645? Well, I went through a lot of that in the first hour today, but I want to go back over the main points and some other points I didn't flesh out entirely. And again, I'm going to have Paul Watson go over every point I made, every point he's made, and then put a link to all the stories, bills, legislation, the backup on all of that. And on screen, we've got some of the FEMA camps that they've built, the barbed wire facing in for you. At old military bases predominantly. Now they're moving city, county governments into those as the true seats of governments. And this is total federalization, absolute, total and complete tyranny. So we will go over that report. And the importance of it is just completely off the charts. But I wanted to, before I did that, get into a story out of the Wall Street Journal Market Watch today. Because normally this would be our top story. It's just dwarfed by the other one for all the reasons stated here. It is not just that the Wall Street Journal and every other major publication is saying world government's here. They're saying exactly what we told you they'd say, that it's here to save you, that it's going to fix the financial crises, that it's the only answer that will get our economy going again. That's the entire mindset and the modus operandi of the global controllers. They stage terror attacks to get you to give up your liberties or to get you to stand down while they take over your liberties, while you're dumbfounded. They stage environmental crises to offer more control. They stage economic collapses to bring in the next phase of their agenda. And they said in the SPP documents that Judicial Watch sued and got in late 2007, in September. And they said, we will sell the North American Union, the Amero, the SPP, through crises. And Robert Pastor, one of the front men, one of the professors that, you know, is kind of their front man of, quote, thinking up the idea, that was in the New York Times in the 30s, and the globalists have been pushing for it for decades before Robert Pastor got out of diapers. And he said, out of the threat of terrorism, out of the economic collapse, out of security threats, we will build the North American Union. And then they will propose a common border with the three nations, the United States, Canada, and Mexico. So here is Market Watch, publication of the Wall Street Journal today. It's a link up on Infowars.com. I'm showing people the article, the printed copy, at PrisonPlanet.tv. How realistic is a North American currency using U.S., Canada, Mexico money could result from crisis? They have to destroy the dollar to bring in the new world order. The banks engineer the crisis, steal tens of trillions, won't say where it went, and now we hear Obama diverting people with this trillion-dollar stimulus package that's just pork barrel and government and CPS funding and police funding and further federalization funding, and that debate's going on today. But that's a trillion compared to the $8.5 trillion stolen that we know of other banks who won't say where it all went. And how they phrase all of this is, well, now we've got to have an international body that sets currencies worldwide. So still have a dollar, still have a loonie, still have a pound, still have a euro, but they'll all be set and pegged and controlled. They say maybe at the same level, maybe sometimes they'll say this is worth more, this is worth less. This is the same private banks that are going to run this world government that they've already set up. They're now taking the curtain off, kind of like in a showroom at a car show where they pull the velvet sheet off the new car and woo, everybody looks at it. They're now unveiling it. It's like they're unveiling the camps. That means they've gotten up to the point of being ready to use them. And so the very banks that manipulate currencies, that make in some cases billions and billions of dollars per nation today with insider trading, now they're going to be setting the currencies, knowing where they're going to go, and then controlling the currency manipulation market openly. And you'll pay your carbon taxes to them. And I know most of you as an audience know that, but the general public has no idea. And so there wouldn't be any political resistance to this. They said there's no North American Union, there's no NAFTA superhighways, there's no North American Union corridors. Didn't matter how many government maps or documents or C-SPAN hearings they had on it admitting it. They would say, doesn't exist. So when they finally unveil it to everybody, people don't feel like it's kosher to talk about it. I mean, you'll be talking to people and they go, yeah, I know they're setting it up, but people think you're a kook if you talk about it. So see, they say it doesn't exist first, then they unveil it. That's a psych warfare tactic. Just like in the mid-90s, people told me about black helicopters crashing and urban warfare drills. And I'd laugh at them on air. And then in 2006, somebody mailed me a Soldier of Fortune. And it talked about Delta Force doing drills of taking over Houston, crashing a helicopter, people dying. And then I started talking to police chiefs and sheriffs and others about the payoffs and the covert military takeover of the United States and found it was true. But I remember in 93, 94, 95, they would have ads on TV for products. And they would just go, oh, you crazy black helicopter people. They would just throw that into movies and sitcoms. Before they started the urban warfare drills, they would condition people that it didn't exist. You know, you hear a radio ad. I remember when Dish Network or DirecTV first came out, like in 95. Hey, look, there's space aliens washing their cars on Mars and black helicopters, mixing something that didn't exist, space aliens washing cars on Mars, with black helicopters. You hear all this nonsensical conditioning, and you know, in movies, I bet you're one of them crazy black helicopter people. And nobody was talking about it, and we're like, what is this? And then the drill started, and it was like, no, I live here in this town, Alex. You got to come down here. They blew up a building, and we're telling people to stay in their houses. And sure enough, so they'd mail me the local newspaper, and I'd go on air and read it, and people calling, going, you nut, you crazy person, that doesn't exist. That was a basic psychological warfare operation. This doesn't exist. You're kooks if you talk about it. Then they unleash it. And they did that with FEMA camps, and now they're unveiling it. But, see, you're not supposed to talk about it because you're kooks, but now they're saying they've built it for your own good, and people go, well, I mean, I've seen police in Austin, a warrantless checkpoint, searching people, and you walk up, and they go, oh, Jones, is Big Brother going to get me? It's a police state? And I'm like, yeah, this is a police state right here. So even as they're doing it, it doesn't exist. You understand that mind control, guys? You getting what I'm saying in there? You digging me? As they say, you dig it? How realistic is North American currency? Uniting U.S., Canada, Mexico could result from crisis. Todd Harrison. World, hold on, instead of messing with our future, open up inside. Bob Sinclair. Thomas Jefferson once said, when you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. As the global financial system pushes on a string, investors are desperately trying to hold on tight. The New World Order is upon us, full of hope, promise, and a fair amount of fear. Oh, the New World Order. I mean, folks, I've got every day I see 10, 15, 20 articles for the New World Order, and I'm not looking for them. Here's the International Herald Tribune, the chance for a New World Order. Henry Kissinger's not just on TV saying it every day and saying Obama will bring in the New World Order. Here is Kissinger writing an op-ed piece that was in hundreds of newspapers. The Chance for a New World Order by Henry Kissinger. And remember him about 2 years ago on Charlie Rose? I have a clip of it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true Rosetta Stone film that shows you the big picture in detail, covers it all. He said, we've got a first real chance at a new world order. There will soon be a crisis, and then we'll have our first real chance. And Rockefeller, all we need is the right global crisis, and the citizens of the world will accept their world government. So understand, I mean, not so much anymore, but I walk around the halls of a local media conglomerate, Ennis, and now everybody's, hi, Alex, you're right about everything. Boy, my gosh, what's going to happen next? But just a few years ago, it'd be like, you know, walking through the halls, oh, it's Mr. Black Helicopter. And I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, I've been to all these urban warfare drill takeovers and that they terrorize nursing homes and things. I mean, I'm just, you know, facts. Now, though, they've lost their 401k or are losing it. Now, you know, now people on the street that were laughing, I mean, it's not funny anymore. Thomas Jefferson once said, when you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. So, see, he's saying, this is going to fix it. You know, we got to do something. We just got this idea. It's called a new world order, and these foreign banks will run our currencies, and we'll have Northcom on the streets. And he goes on, the new world order is upon us, full of hope. See, everything's real bad, but Obama's hope and the new world order's hope. And we always said a new world order's losing our currency, troops on the streets, FEMA camps, cameras. It's all being announced now, and people are still writing op-ed pieces going, Alex Jones, the crazy lunatic, believes in a new world order. What kind of crazy? Or they say, yeah, there's a new world order. That just means a new international system. The new world order is upon us, full of hope. Oh, full of hope, promise, and a fair amount of fear. In our recent discussions regarding the direction of our country, we noted the risk of catering to conventional wisdom and the implications of the U.S. dollar. So see, then they say, we got something daring, new, and unconventional. We got hope, and it's the New World Order, and guess what it is? The North American Union. You know, this is now owned by News Corp. This is Fox News here. They now own the Wall Street Journal. The many of ill mantra is to provide financial news you know to know before you need to know it. There is a fine line between walk as foreseen, and reading this wrong, there is a fine line to walk as foresight often flies in the face of mainstream acceptance. In 2006, it seemed counterintuitive to forecast a prolonged socioeconomic malaise entirely more depressing than a recession. So this insider pushing globalism is going, oh, I was so smart telling you 3 years ago this was going to happen. Well, of course. It's like somebody calling the police and saying this bank will be robbed next week on Tuesday because they know they're the one that's going to be robbing it. And I mean, the CFR loves to brag their heart-rubbing commission with Gary Hart going, I predicted we'd be attacked. I predicted it would happen. I predicted we would pass Homeland Security because they wrote up the plan for it. Well, yeah, you're a globalist. You're on the inside. For years, the notion of an invisible hand was conspiracy theory until we learned that a working group on financial markets was a central policy tool. So see, now they're unveiling it to everybody. Oh, there is a secret world banking group, but they care about you. And now as we gaze across the historically significant horizon, we must open our minds to thoughts and ideas that may seem foreign to folks, conditioned by the past and stunned by the present. And I'm now hearing kind of other mainline conservative hosts now that Fox News is talking about this, and now that, remember, Limbaugh said the CFR didn't exist 10 years ago. Now they're on TV every day. So I'm hearing kind of mainline talk show hosts start going, folks, I know this is kooky, but it's a world government. Oh, and people are like going, my God, did you hear what Glenn Beck said, Alex? You're stealing everything he says. He just announced all this. Well, I don't territorialize this info. The problem is Glenn Beck will only give you half the truth. Currency crossroads. As governments take on more risk, as they price assets on behalf of the market, uh, Oh, I skipped one of the paragraphs. And now, as we gaze across our historically significant horizon, we must open our minds to thoughts and ideas that may seem foreign to folks conditioned by the past and stunned by the present. So, see, they didn't want to tell the public they were setting up world government and bankrupting the currency and setting up FEMA camps and doing all of this. But now the establishment thinks it's too late. They're coming out going, yeah, we built camps for you. Yeah, we're federalizing everything. Yeah, it's a world government. And now Glenn Beck can come out and others and go, yeah, it's a world government. The bankers are running everything because they think it's too late. They have now engineered their operation. So now, because it's now time to have open world government, they're like going, yeah, it's here, world government. Yeah, I know you're stunned by your past thoughts. You know, they're being patronizing here. Our minds to thoughts and ideas that may seem foreign to folks conditioned by the past and stunned by the present. Oh, you were conditioned by us, they're saying. But now, like Karl Rove said, we change your reality with a snap of a finger. We just, okay, it never existed. We were never at war with East Asia. Now we've always been at war with East Asia. You understand? 2 + 2 = 10. And then they go into the currency crossroads. The only way to save America, the only way is world government. Okay, we're going to take care of you. World government's going to help. It's on the way.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes.
I was just talking to one of my friends during the break on the phone.
You that build all the bombs.
And a lot of people go to the local farmer's market in Austin and buy raw milk, but somebody narked on that. So now no more raw milk. That's the freedom. That's what our forefathers fought for. So everything's regulated and controlled. There's little tattletale scum everywhere.
You that never done nothing.
Who just revel.
But built to destroy.
Absolutely revel.
You play with my world.
And groveling up to Big Brother and destroying their own future by being little tattletales.
You put a gun in my hand.
This article continues, and I'm going to get to it in a moment. You know, they tell us the new order's here, and it's going to help us. And they go on and basically say that North American Union is the answer. So we'll go over that and then get back into the latest huge FEMA camp development as more and more of how it actually is going to work materializes before our eyes. They're telling us how these centers will work, and it's exactly what I've said all these years. I'm not going to come out and say it's an evil death camp. It's going to turn into that. It's a center for those that have been displaced and Briggs for troublemakers, and NORTHCOM and the Army will run it and run your local cities. I mean, we've got to fight Al-Qaeda and the evil right-wing Americans. Get ready. They're going to take your pension funds, everything you got. If they succeed in this, it's about financially raping all of us. So all of you that thought you were part of the system and like the newscast and dramas and sitcoms making fun of patriots and those that talked about all this, now you're going to get gang raped by the New World Order. Before I go back to the news and the information, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors today. People say I have a lot of sponsors. We haven't even gotten to a sponsor yet, a live sponsor. They're all just great folks. A Survival Seed Bank. And let me tell you about those folks. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. I just got two packages I bought from these guys. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds, and the UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You don't know? Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. SurvivalSeedBank.com is the website. Check them out today. Go to the website or give them a call to order seeds, 877-327-0365. These are heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid, 877-327-0365 or SurvivalSeedBank.com. And, of course, we have a lot of new items on the InfoWars.com store, the online video and bookstore shopping cart. We now have gorgeous dark navy blue Tyranny Response Team hats. They look like law enforcement hats. People say, what is that? What is that group? It's a great way to meet like-minded people. Great conversation piece. Great way to reach out. You can wear it with the navy blue shirt with the yellow Tyranny Response Team, InfoWars.com on the shoulder. It's available right now at InfoWars.com. We just got in InfoWars.com wintertime black beanie hats. Great for deer hunting or out in the cold. They're black, so InfoWars.com on them. We have the new Attorney Response Team ball caps. And Eye of the Phoenix just came in today. It just came out, the third part in the America's Secret Histories series. They first made the first one, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Eye of the Phoenix DVD now available. Go check that out at InfoWars.com or call toll-free for the hats, the beanies, the T-shirts, the films. It's all part of the InfoWar, 888-253-3139. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.